About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Read some pleasant texts this morning from 510. Goddamn Jake, such a pathetic loser, always trying to take from the people. That is from 510. Here is a text we got from 323. Taco Bell tried out Mexico and failed. I didn't realize they had attempted to launch there and didn't do well. Some people say that bowling after 8 or 9 p.m., unlimited, usually you can get. I don't know.
Also, you could have a megalodon tooth because it's an invertebrate.
Thank you for that. That's not a text. That's just Jake following up the only information he cares about.
Thank you, Jake.
This hour on the show, Bet Your Fet could result in you going to see Evanescence at the Kia Forum on Saturday. So if you have a fetish, you don't have to tell us what it is. You can be anonymous, but we will be guessing a little bit and try to figure out as more and more people are experimenting with more and more things. So we will get to that coming up later this hour on the show. Then a little bit later this morning, we'll hear what Will Ferrell and cast of that new show on Netflix, The Hawk, has to say, as I got a chance to chat with some of them. Will Ferrell, apparently, big fan of all things K-Rock, so that'll be coming up a little bit later this morning. If you're new to the show, nice to meet you. I'm Klein. There's Allie.
Morning.
That is Jake the Nerd over there. DJ Omar Khan. You got Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa at 800-520-1067. Allie got to spend some time with one of Omar's relatives.
Got to meet Omar's brother and polar opposite.
So we will find out all that happened there. Fascinating, odd couple. And what exactly went down. That is next on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. Yesterday, Allie shared with us some of her story about going to Hawaii for 4th of July and how she was not a fan of the luau. And we'll get to the story of how she got to the airport, which involves Omar's brother, in a moment. But people that listen to our show in Hawaii were very shocked, Allie, with your thoughts.
Hey, it's your loyal podcaster from Hawaii checking in to say I am shocked, so shocked, that the whitest, cheapest, blandest tasting person on the show didn't enjoy a luau. Shocked, I tell you.
That is a Hawaiian listener of ours that can't believe, Allie, that you were not a fan of the luau.
Correction, I never said I didn't enjoy it. I just thought the experience, for what it's worth, was overrated.
Yeah, well, that's the times. And it was funny because as El Cheapo was attempting to cheap out on her trip to the airport, she somehow incorporated Omar into the mix. And I don't know how this happened, but I was fascinated to hear your encounter with Omar's brother.
Well, I was troubleshooting because going to LAX and being at LAX, all of it's bad. It's getting there is bad, parking there is bad, Ubering there is bad. And I was getting in, the flight that we were getting in from Hawaii was going to get in at like 10:30 p.m. I didn't want to be one of those people on a shuttle. I didn't want to be lugging all of our crap to the Uber lot. I wanted to
know. But that's you. That's always you.
I know.
That's always been you.
But because we were getting in so late, I was like, I can't do this to my family. I have to think of some kind of solution. And then Omar chimed in and said, hey, my brother is one of those Uber drivers who also will pick up people from the airport and do like a predetermined, hey, I'm going to pick you up at this time and I'll pick you up in the regular ass pickup line at arrivals.
Omar, like, this is your blood brother?
Yeah, this is the brother through my stepdad. So I guess he's my, half brother, but I mean, he's my real brother. Yeah,
same mom, grew up with him, but he was from your dad that had the second family.
The secret family,
The secret family dad.
So he knows his dad.
He does. He does.
And he was not a member of the secret family. He was a member of your family.
That's correct.
Okay. Yep. If you're confused, it's okay. You'll catch up eventually. Omar had a very, very traditional upbringing.
Yeah.
I texted the guy. I said, hey, Omar gave me your information. I'd love a pickup at the airport at 10:30 on Friday night. He said, no problem. I'll put you in my calendar. Just letting you know, I have kind of a small car. Said, don't worry. We'll make it work.
And you're two adults, two lesbians, one pregnant, and a child.
Right.
And luggage for three.
One large suitcase, two carry-ons, and two backpacks, and a car
seat.
And
I think my brother's car is a hybrid, so he has a limited trunk space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not only does he already have limited trunk space, when he showed up, he had stuff in his trunk.
Yeah.
So
That does not surprise me.
I was like, if you know you're picking up someone from the airport, wouldn't you take a couple of those bags out? Just trying to maximize the space. This guy, I will tell you, is the polar opposite of Omar. When you meet him, he's like, hey.
He came to work events?
He showed up.
He showed up to our show hang? That's amazing.
Yep, he showed up. He was not a super social guy, so he just kind of took, hey, nice to meet you. Where are we going? We got in the car.
Does he look like Omar at all?
No.
No physical resemblance.
No, I think maybe Omar could speak to some of the physical changes.
He's a bit overweight, we definitely whenever we introduce ourselves to, you know, people that we're meeting for the first time and we tell them that we're brothers, people are like, what?
They're shocked. I did not expect Omar's brother to look like that.
Yeah,
really?
No. So
what do you say, a bit overweight? I mean,
my galley.
Like no. rounded to the nearest
he was really, really overweight. I think now maybe he's pushing 275, maybe. Allie, what do you think?
I'd go higher.
Higher? Yeah.
I'd go higher.
Maybe three.
I mean, the fact that he had a small car, I was like, damn.
Right.
You know. So anyway, even the music taste, he's playing country music the entire time. And I'm going, man, DJ Omar Khan's brother is a country guy. This is wild. And then when we arrive at the destination, he says, you know, Omar is a guy who very much values his time. If you're going to hire him for something, he's like, here's my rate. I'm not working for free.
Yep.
I tell this guy, thank you so much. We never talked about a price. He never mentioned a price. We never agreed upon a price. And I didn't say anything because I was like, hey, I'll do whatever he thinks is fair.
He's a rideshare driver who's agreed to go off the app to give you a ride, and rideshare drivers will do that from time to time. Usually they'll bang you out after a concert because they know you don't want to wait around, so they just say, why don't you throw me some cash? I'll turn the app off for a little bit, take you home. Everyone feels like, great. Win.
Yeah, exactly. So I go, hey, thank you so much. What do you do? Venmo, Zelle? What do I owe you? He goes, yeah, Zelle. I don't know, whatever.
Whatever. He says to
that
you.
Really, that really is my brother,
I'm like,
man.
Whatever.
That so does not.
If you had said.
You really don't value your time, sir.
If you had said nothing at all. If you had said, all right, well, thanks for the ride. Would he have been okay with that? As like no money?
I don't know.
He didn't give you a number.
This was an hour and a half of your time. I mean, it took us an hour to get home.
This was
honestly, if you didn't Zelle him, I don't think he would have
even made
an attempt to contact me or anything.
I don't think he would have even noticed.
Because he let you pick the price.
Yeah.
And he'd already given you the ride. He'd already taken you home.
And I picked double zeros, baby. No, I didn't.
Such a dangerous thing to say to Allie.
I gave him what the Uber would have cost. And
is fair. Because then he's going to pocket all the money, yeah.
I also asked, you know, Omar talks on the air often about how much he hates his mom. Do you also hate your mom? He said, I love my mom.
Wow.
Yeah. So this guy, country fan, one job, just Uber driver.
Right.
Just fine with that. Just the one job, doesn't want any more than that. Loves his mom. Probably thinks she has small areolas.
Yeah.
And
probably.
doesn't care about money.
What?
My brother was always the favorite kid. I mean, no surprise.
Oh, this is why.
So my mom always babied the baby of the family.
Do you think she
always kind of took care of my
Your
brother.
Mom likes him more than you?
100%, for sure.
I think he told
Absolutely.
Me that.
Oh, really?
Absolutely, yeah.
He said that Omar and his mom have always been at odds.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you get into that in the specifics in the car? What a fascinating.
I know, he turned up the music.
Oh. And now more Garth Brooks for your listening pleasure.
I couldn't see him over all the suitcases that were inside the car.
So the setup for the airport was you're in a small car. You're in the back seat. Obviously, you, your wife, and the kid take up the entire back seat, car seat, too.
Yes, and our backpacks.
Already, that feels like it would be tight.
It was very tight. I couldn't move.
And then you have all your stuff in the trunk.
Big suitcase was in the passenger seat because the big suitcase couldn't fit in the trunk. And then we had two small suitcases in the trunk. And all his stuff.
The other thing, Allie, you don't value your time, but you also don't value your comfort. And that's the part that is crazy, too.
Comfort.
Because you just got off of...
Comfort's in the mind.
You just got off of a five and a half, six-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide, now I'm going to cram
and
myself.
And you think I purchased extra legroom on that flight? No.
No, I don't think you did. I know you did.
I paid for less.
We got to take a break. We get back in a moment. If you have a fetish and you're not afraid to join us, even if it's anonymously, you can be a part of Bet Your Fet. Chance for you to win tickets to go see Evanescence this Saturday at the Kia Forum. And all we ask from you is, what is your current fetish? What are you into? We will ask some questions as we get to the bottom of that It's a fun game to gamble on, and you will win something for joining us next at 800-520-1067. That is next.
Hello.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show. No judgment. I'm going to talk to someone in a moment. Anonymous, if they choose to be. Phones are full right now with people that have different fetishes. And whoever we select for this round of Bet Your Fet will be on the line to win some tickets to go see Evanescence on Saturday at the Kia Forum. We will get you into that show. And yes, that is the exact same place, the exact same band you saw at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas, but perhaps you missed it, or you forgot about it already because it's been a few months. A lot of stuff's been going on. So we will get you into the show this Saturday. And sounds like we've been sending a lot of people to a lot of things. In fact, I feel like a lot of tickets we gave away last year are all starting to happen now. All of these events, as we get into Jason, you know, Johnny's going to be checking in a little bit later this morning from the chopper high above to let us know about the Jason report. All the fun events happening in Southern California between the months of...
And why chopper?
July. I'm not exactly sure why he's in the chopper, but he wanted to be in the chopper, so...
There was some reason why
it
was a Jason chopper.
He was going to check in from the Jason chopper and tell us, like, he wants to see all the events happening between now and November, I guess?
And he's being a chopper for that?
There was a reason. I can't remember.
I can't remember the reason either, but it seemed very important, though.
Johnny, are you up in the chopper right now?
Here's what's going on in Jason with me, Postmaster Johnny. So in July, Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day is about to play a free show at the Roxy Theater with his cover band, The Cover-Ups.
This makes no sense with no sound effect.
Good luck getting tickets. Remember, this event is free, so it's probably going to be sold out by the time you hear this. In August, Just Like Heaven Fest is going down.
So distracting, helicopter.
And it doesn't sound like a helicopter.
You know how hard it was to find a helicopter noise on YouTube also?
I can tell you it's not hard.
It's pretty hard. Yeah. They have a lot of war helicopters.
I thought you were actually in a chopper. What do you mean a sound effect on YouTube? You didn't actually go into a chopper for this? Sounds like a bunch.
This is totally unbelievable now.
Sounds like a bunch of guys are jerking on Johnny's face.
Just Like Heaven Fest is going down at Brookside at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and my favorite band of all time, The Strokes, are headlining.
There's a
bunch of other artists to get you.
A lot of strokes happening right there. I mean, that is incredibly distracting. I don't know one thing you've even said.
How about I do like an underwater one next time?
No.
Indie sleaze mood. That's happening August 22nd. And then in September, you have Ohana Fest, which is going down on the 29th. And it's
kind of just doing the concert calendar, which they already do on the station, and it's a lot more easy to understand.
And there's no helicopter in the back.
Yeah, just Megan telling about events happening.
Megan Holiday with a helicopter.
So sick because Pearl Jam's going to be headlining. Pixies are going to be there. And, of course, Fontaine's DC is going to be there. And it's going to be so sick. It's going to be on a beach. I can't wait for September. And then in October, you got Halloween, which is falling on a Saturday this year. And, of course, hopefully the Dodgers are in the World Series by then, too. Which they should be because they got a killer record right now. And that's all for now in Jason.
So you did
J-So. All right. Well, there you have it. J-So.
couldn't get to
a November event.
The helicopter crash.
Yeah, well, there you have it. That's Johnny. That is, wow.
My helicopter had to go refuel for November, so I couldn't do
it. It's a Jason report from K-Rock. All right, so anyway, one of the events, I guess, that is happening in Jason is this Evanescence concert on Saturday, and we'd love to get you into it right now if we pick up your phone call right now for Bet Your Fet.
Bet Your Fet.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna guess your fetish. What do you like your sex with? Bet Your Fet.
Your Fet.
We're gonna guess your fetish. I bet you like grannies.
Oh. All right, let me just say hi, because there's a lot of anonymous people, so I don't even know if these are guys or girls calling. You're anonymous. Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
You're a woman? Okay, that's interesting. Anonymous as well.
Who do you like your sex with?
You're another anonymous caller? Are you a man or woman? Anonymous?
I'm a man.
A man, anonymous? Okay. Once again, you can say your name. It's not the end of the world, but I understand why you'd want to be anonymous. We are doing a live radio show now that has more than three or four people listening. So as a result, perhaps someone hears this and goes, I know that person. And I think people, for the most part, they don't really share their... It's weird. I feel like people don't share their fetishes until they fully commit to them, and then they're like fully entrenching them.
Yeah. Well, once you dive into the deep end, it's like, why...
Right.
Why get out of it?
It's never been easier probably now than ever before to connect with other people that are like, you're a popper, I'm a balloon popper. Let's get together and pop some balloons naked.
It's never been easier to find your community.
So, all right, let's say hi to, listen, once again, I don't know what the fetish is. We're going to ask you some questions. Let me say good morning to Anonymous. I want us to give out the area code, but I feel like that will give them away. Hi, you are on K-Rock. We're going to pick you for Bet Your Fet. Good morning.
Good
Good morning, Kevin.
Okay, I don't know anything about you or your fetish. Allie's got some rapid-fire questions. You're going to answer them as quickly as you possibly can. And then we are going to all lock in our predictions based on the limited information we have about you. But before we even get to the questions, this is a fetish you've had for a while, or it's a recent fetish?
It was established 22 years ago when I was 16.
Okay. So you have a very specific memory of discovering this.
Very, very specific.
And is this fetish incorporated in all of your, is this something that would happen every time you would get have sex?
It's specific to this one individual, and she's not the only individual that I've been with over the course of the 22 years, but she's the only one that I've ever done this with, and I'm going to do it with today.
Today?
Oh, you're
going to
do it today?
Yep, today. Oh. Yeah, I'm on my way to it right now. Yep.
Whoa.
You didn't pay for this? What the heck?
Yeah, is this cost you money to do this or no?
Just the gas. No,
that's your fetish? Just the gas?
It does cost me about $2.50. It does cost me $2.50, yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
What? I'm intrigued.
$2 and what can you get for $2.50 anyway?
All right. Allie's going to Allie's going to go through some questions now. We ask everyone the same questions and bet your fet. And then we will lock in on our guesses. And once again, we'll gamble here internally, but also you could win yourself some tickets on Saturday to Evanescence. All right, Allie, I'm setting the clock now. It's time for the rapid fire bet your fet and go.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I'm a chorizo burrito, chorizo and egg and cheese burrito.
What type of underwear do you have on?
I have black on black Calvin Kleins.
Age you lost your virginity?
16.
What's your drink of choice?
Vodka.
What is your K-Rock band of choice?
System of a Down.
Name one thing currently in your fridge.
Carnitas.
And who on the show would you most like to sleep with?
You.
Oh.
Ugh.
All right. You like the tortas.
All right. Let's see. Let's go ahead and lock in some guesses now. All right. We learned a lot about you in a short amount of time. This man, interesting, he said he lost his virginity at 16. It's also when his fetish started. So somehow...
To start off with a fetish?
But I think something probably happened psychologically. You know, while he was losing his virginity, now he's associated with something. And now it plays in, here we are 20 years later, and this guy's almost 40, and he's still got this thing kicking strong. All right, let's lock in guess. Any guesses right now out of the gate? Don't answer till we all lock in a guess. Jake, go ahead. What do you think his fetish is?
Well, only because the only thing I can think of that costs $2.50 is nail polish. So something with either hands or toenails, fingernails or toenails.
That's the only thing you can think of that costs $2.50.
It could be related to sexual stuff.
So what do you think the fetish is? He likes to paint fingernails and toenails?
And then have it on his, junk.
Oh, that's
the
fetish?
So he likes to paint his junk in toenail polish?
No. He likes to have his junk touched with either toes or fingernails
painted. Oh, got it. Oh. Interesting. All right. The fact that you even guessed that and you know about that means you're into
it,
weirdo. Yeah, that's Jake's thing, apparently.
Great.
The only thing that springs to mind is toenail polish,
Jake,
penis touching.
No
one
would come up with that unless you're into it.
It's because he said 250.
I understand.
Jake, the amount of jumps you got to take to get from what he said to where you got to means you're into this, dude.
250 means only one thing. He bathes in mayonnaise. Okay.
What is wrong with you?
Just put it on a shirt already.
Jesus, Jake. What a freak Jake is, huh? No wonder you're having these issues in your relationship. Are you telling everyone to paint up and touch you with their toes?
Up, dog.
You know, Jake would be my number two on the show if I had to pick.
Oh,
he is a number two.
Yeah. All right, Allie, you got a guess? What's this guy fetish?
For $2.50, you can get a fountain soda.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he loads up on fountain soda.
Oh, he likes to relieve himself?
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Big, super.
How do you know about that, Allie?
Super big gulp?
Yeah, I think he just loads up on as much fluid as possible from a fountain-free refill situation, and then that's
goes
what's
to
going
town.
On. Yeah.
All right. Can't really go more specific than that over the radio.
Golden showers.
We got you. Well. Loud and clear. Thank you. Thanks for going more specific. Omar,
it's a number one.
What do you think this guy's fetish is?
I think it has to do some. It's some sort of food play. I think for $2.50, you could go get like a taco. And this guy had a chorizo and egg burrito this morning. He has carnitas.
Yeah.
So I think it's some sort of Mexican food thing. I think he's on his way to visit some sort of taco lady and get a taco and have sex with his taco.
Oh, with the taco.
Yeah.
At 16, he had sex with the taco.
Hey, well, you're 16, you put it in anything.
Yeah, right. That's
a good point. Especially one of those ones right out the warmer. Probably feels nice.
Yeah, but if it's got salsa, isn't that kind of
painful? Well, you don't put the salsa on.
Well, that's dry.
We can't let Vanessa know. She can't get the back room already knows.
What do you think it is?
I'm so torn because I think you guys are all caught up in the $2.50 part of it. I was not thinking about that part of it at all. He said he's not paying to do it. He does it with this one person, and he's done it with this. Is this the same person you've been doing it with since you were 16? Or
correct? Yep.
Wow.
One and only person I've ever done.
So, like, I mean, it's crazy to have a 20-year relationship with someone. They're not. It doesn't sound like they're married because he's driving to the person. Oh, you know what? I bet it is. I'm going to bet that. What else is $2.50?
Well, somebody said on text line a condom is $2.50 these days.
Yeah, but I bet you it is parking by a beach.
$2.50 will get you 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's all you
need.
Enough. And so he's taking someone there, and he probably lost his virginity on a beach. Not really much of a fetish. It's a weak-ass fetish, for
yeah,
sure.
If that's what it is.
But if that's what it is. But it's at least not as weird as Jake's whole thing.
It's a lot of effort.
I think it's maybe not beach, but it's going somewhere, parking somewhere, and banging in the parking garage or a beach or something. Like, remember Vanessa banged in the parking garage with that chef?
This is Ariel.
Mm-hmm. I do. I don't know.
No.
So maybe people are into that sort of thing.
All right. Vanessa likes car sex. Jake's like nail polish sex.
All right, Greg, are any of us exactly right as to what's your fetish?
No, Omar was closest, but still not. Not.
Omar was closest. Oh, Omar said she.
His guess was having sex with a taco. He's the closest?
All right. It's the moment of truth now. We've all got wagers in on this. You guys, what is your fetish?
I have to be careful about how I verbiage this, what vernacular I use, but I enjoy consuming gummy worms out of her while it is part of her menstrual.
Damn! Yep. How does that even come about in the bedroom?
At 16?
Well, that's when
it
started.
I thought it was just like missionary. We did it.
Yeah, fingernail polish doesn't seem so weird now.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. None of these
Wait a minute. I got to clean this up. Hold on. You like to eat gummy worms out of a certain area?
Correct.
And it has to be during that time of the month.
Doesn't have to be, but that's when we do it the most.
Wow.
I mean, or actually, I can't say that. I think only maybe one time it has been.
This woman that you've now known for 20 years, you've been doing this whole trick with, she's into it as well, or?
Yep.
She's into it.
And are you polishing off a whole bag, or how many?
Oh, yeah, I put the whole bag in there.
The whole bag at one time?
Yep. And I have to be hungry. I have to be ready to eat.
You don't have to be that hungry. You just eat some gummy.
Do you go gummy worms every time? You ever go cola bottles?
That's actually a great idea.
Or those like nerd ropes, the ones that are like really long.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it'll get a little crunch to it. Yeah.
Man, that is. I'll tell you.
You're giving me all kinds of ideas. Here's now.
I would like to believe when someone reveals their fetish, you hear someone. I would like to believe there's someone listening, going like, "Oh man, finally someone gets me." I don't think anyone is going to be saying that right now.
Well, I don't know how many people can just discover this. I mean, you really, and both of you like it equally.
Correct. That's, it's definitely for
then
both
you're
of us.
You're made for each other. Then,
and you're not. You guys are not married.
Not yet, actually. We are, she doesn't know this yet, but I'm not proposing today, but I am going to be proposing to her.
With a ring pop?
So there are a little details on that. I do actually, she's not listening right now.
Like a pinata.
Pull a ring out.
Right.
I'm going to pull a ring out with my teeth. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yeah. I that's would so be cautious of that.
My grandparents did the same thing. That's crazy.
That's so, how it was done back then. It's like so, a Cracker Jack.
So you have a plan to you have a plan to propose to this woman that you've been doing this with for years, mm-hmm. by surprising her and pulling a ring out of there with during one of your gummy worm sessions.
Correct.
Yep. Man, that's
and
way
I
more.
I'm putting the ring inside of a gummy, so that way there's no damage done. So that way it's very.
Oh, there's damage done. It's all psychological at this point. Oh my God, this is horrifying. Is the first text
hey,
through?
Not judge. This man is having a great time, and his girlfriend equally loves it. What are the chances of that happening? Good for you.
Well, there goes my breakfast from 562.
You're welcome.
818. How big is her hoo ha? So just reading some of the text messages that are coming through right now.
Well, gummy worms can constrict. It's not.
Yeah. Listen, regardless.
Yeah. It's a whole pack. Though.
Thanks for.
Family size or regular?
No, the regular size. Yeah. Not the,
Haribo? Yeah, not the are they Haribo?
Are they Haribo?
Yes, the Haribos. Yeah.
Haribos, mm-hmm. Of course.
Why aren't they capitalizing on this?
Is that what you say when you finish?
Yeah, Haribo. Well, this has been eye-opening to say the very least. And a lot of people asking how this came about. Like, how did this get? You know what? Listen, there's a lot of questions.
It was very, very random.
Was it? What a shock! It didn't happen the way you'd think.
Right. So this just happened organically. You're saying?
Yeah, quite. Even though there was high fructose corn syrup, so it's not really organic. But
right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. I think that what you're saying is I think you're telling the truth.
No, he's definitely.
Well, I can give you proof if you need.
No.
I think we need it.
So
Ellie wants to know.
This has been a fascinating round of Bet Your Sours.
So you're having a great night later tonight because she texted, "Hey,
oh yeah, I'm going to be sleeping on the Queen Mary tonight, doing that. Yep,
on the Queen Mary."
You're going to be doing that on the Queen Mary tonight.
Yes. Yep.
All those ghosts are going to be.
Oh, man.
Give me a shout out. I'll see you there.
Jeez.
They're like, please close us down.
Yeah. All right. Wow, what a fascinating phone call.
What's going on in this room?
I got to take a break and forget everything we just
heard.
The
haunted tour.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we learned a lot just now. Mostly that Jake is into some weird fingernail play.
Oh, God damn it.
We got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Hang
That's
tight. Hey, we're going to send you to Evanescence on Saturday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Those tickets are yours. Yeah, we're impressed enough with your fetish. So congratulations.
All right. Yes. No, thank you.
Thank you for being you.
I am unapologetically new when I'm with her.
Do me a favor. We don't know you. We've never met before. But when you do propose doing this little maneuver, call us up and let us know what she said.
You know what? Really quick, I'll just make this as short as possible. Actually, so I was the guy that several months ago was talking about like the longest amount of time you've been celibate for.
Yes. Yes.
I'm the guy with the three kids, and like I'm at 4 years at this point. It's been a long time since I've seen her, but we're making things happen. So this is me breaking the celibacy, and I'm doing it all the right ways.
You're breaking a 4-year celibacy today.
Yep.
By doing this trick in the Queen Mary, and then you're going to propose marriage to her.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Man, and your kids have no idea. About any of this?
No, unless they're listening to the radio right now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, my dad's the gummy worm vagina guy. All right.
That's my dad.
All right. Gotta take a break. I was not expecting any of this.
Congrats in advance.
Hey, but good on you. And I'm glad you found it. Just more proof that there's someone out there for everyone.
And when you find that person, don't let them go.
Yeah. And Jake's not allowed within 200 yards now of any manicure or pedicure place, we just found out. So we got to take a break, and we'll be back with more show next. Let's do some news, then we get you into Disneyland. So put up with us for the next 5 minutes. We'll make it worth your while with 4 tickets to Disneyland. You'll win them again at noon, 3, and 6 all week long here on K-Rock. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
a lot of talk about how the entertainment industry is changing. 12 states are now suing to oppose this big merger between Paramount and Warner. That is a bidding war that Netflix lost. But Netflix continues to invest a lot in live events. And their newest venture was the Home Run Derby. A lot of people have thoughts about how this went down. They did change the format. They also changed the broadcasters. So the revamped format eliminated time clocks and outs. And instead, batters got a set number of swings in each round. So a lot of people were a fan of how they changed the format because a lot of people said the Home Run Derby has gotten boring and it made it a little more exciting. Now, the broadcasters were the cast of the new Netflix show, The Hawks. So when you got, you know, when things kicked off for the Home Run Derby, this is what you heard. It was Will Ferrell.
Hello, Philadelphia. Here we are for the Home Run Derby. Oh, my goodness. Are you guys ready to watch some balls go very far into the air?
Which I think that there's plus and minuses for this, right? Of course, Will Ferrell is very universally loved. You want to hear him talk. You want to hear him, you know, you want to see him on camera most of the time. But a lot of people said for a broadcast like this, for a Home Run Derby, you want to hear professional broadcasters, people who know a thing or two about baseball and not necessarily just promoting a new Netflix show. So it kind of seemed dirty to
Netflix has done this a lot, especially since they started to get into sports with the football games, etc., where they will do a smart job of cross-promoting. And, you know, usually it's by shooting up. Here's Bert Kreischer, sideline reporting. And by the way, the new season of Bert's show is coming.
Which has been happening in sports for a long time. Right. If you see sporting events on Fox or CBS, they're like, then after this, Queen Latifah is in this show.
Yes, but usually, like you said, right, it'll be the professional broadcasters in the booth, and then they'll say, you know, so-and-so will come up there for a moment. LL Cool J pops in
for a
second.
They're not taking the spotlight for the entire
thing. And we're no dummies. We know what's happening. You're cross-promoting, and you're letting us know. And look, let's be honest, Netflix is very excited about the show The Hawk. I'm talking about it later this morning, some of the conversation I had with the cast of it. But if you want your Home Run Derby, maybe you just want your Home Run Derby.
Right, you don't want those worlds to collide.
Maybe, right, people are purists in that way. But the Home Run Derby is kind of it's like the slam dunk contest.
It also seemed like the sound quality wasn't very good. Like,
hello, Philadelphia, here we are for the Home Run Derby.
Well,
oh my goodness.
I will say this, and I probably shouldn't talk bad about Netflix, but I do know because I just got the audio back from my chat with the cast of The Hawk, and there is whoever was recording that audio was
terrible.
Eating chips.
Oh,
Johnny.
Not Johnny, someone from Netflix, and I got the audio back, and literally it's me sitting there asking them questions and hearing someone eating chips with their microphone on that was supposed to not no one that no one was eating
Has
chips.
Has that happened here before?
Yes, it's happened. I forget who recorded
Evanescence,
the
audio. Remember?
So during our chat with Evanescence, someone here recorded while they were eating chips.
Because that guy who was here in the studio, he was recording it, but he was eating chips during it.
Oh, I have crickets. You have chips.
Can everyone stop eating chips while we're trying to record audio?
Can you stop eating the loudest snack during the most crucial moments?
I just got, Netflix is like, I mean, Netflix spent a lot of money, went over, did this whole thing. I was out there for a few days.
It was a big operation.
And I got the audio back to put together these commercials, and all I hear is this guy literally, as I'm talking to Will Ferrell, going, someone at Netflix, I don't know, check the fingers, look for the Cheeto dust, but someone was going ham on chips.
Yeah, hold someone accountable. The job industry is also changing a lot. There are a couple of new trends happening, one of them being a rise in regret hiring because AI is helping people beef up their resumes, cover up the cracks, give better interviews. So they're getting hired, but then they end up sucking at their jobs. But another thing is happening as well.
Sorry.
That's a regret hire.
Oh, that's Netflix.
I mean, the thing also is that the chips sound delicious.
They do sound good.
I'm always like, man, I need me some chips.
Wish I was eating chips instead of talking right now.
I know. But people are also going public with their salaries more often. Specifically, Gen Z is becoming more and more transparent about the amount of money they're making. And they think that it's taboo to cover up or to hide your income. And there's more empowerment in sharing it with other people. And I imagine if any of us shared our salaries, it would just be sad for everybody involved.
We all laugh at each other. And then we say, wait, we work at the same place. The joke's on us.
How can you afford those chips?
Yeah.
And then finally, this is something that's very controversial, but the FCC has just authorized a new type of space mirror, a satellite that's going to go into low Earth orbit. This is a startup that's created in Santa Monica, California. And basically, this experimental satellite would go up to orbit and be a reflective mirror for the sunlight. So it would be able to reflect sunlight back onto Earth in specific locations during the night. So for in Alaska, where it's dark for, 11 hours a day or whatever it is, they would reflect it. I don't know the exact hours, but you would able to reflect the sun back onto that part of Alaska so that you could have normal daylight hours.
But in the summer, it's like midnight and it's still sunny.
Yeah, exactly. So that for that part of the year, it wouldn't work. But a lot of environmentalists are saying that this is unethical and you shouldn't be able to control the sun. But how great would it be to control the sun?
I mean, in L.A., we get a lot of it, and people are super jealous of the almost always great weather we have here. And then you go to some parts of the country, even parts of California, where it's just gloomy all the time.
I mean, how great would it be to not... Like, one of our biggest bragging rights about California is our weather.
Right. And you could put that anywhere, technically.
Be able to reflect that in Minnesota, where everyone's complaining about
remember
the weather?
Remember that stupid sun lamp you had in the studio for a while?
I still have it in my garage.
Oh, remember that thing? Because that was supposed to make us all feel happier, and then you brought in this thing. It was like a giant...
It was so bright.
9 million watts or whatever that was piercing our eyeballs.
It was giving us some vitamin D, though.
And aren't we happier because of it?
I think so.
Caller 20 right now. Let's get you to Disneyland. 800-520-1067. It is just after 9 o'clock. And as promised, we send you to Disneyland. I grab the 20th caller with good news after Paramore, Karen.